characters in time and space. Transcribed in future. The National Broadcasting Company, in cooperation with Street and Smith, publishers of astounding science fiction, bring you Dimension X. Silver fish in an endless tank, the stars in black velocity swirling by. Inside her case, tiny, finite specks of humanity control the tremendous power that impels her so relentlessly toward the other galaxies. Who were these men? What mad, fantastic need and desire that caused them to abandon Mother Earth and venture to the ends of the universe?
What is it, Stone?
Magnetic storm. Get ahead, sir.
Any aperture?
About 100-mile gap between elements, sir, but shifting rapidly.
Switch on the radar screen. Let's have a look.
Yes, sir. There are asteroids in it, Captain.
I see that. Thank you, Stone.
Sir?
What?
To change in course?
What for?
For
spawn. If I decide to change course, I'll issue the order.
At the rate we're approaching, it'll be too late to issue an order.
Mr. Stone, do I need to remind you who's master of this ship?
Look, sir, there are 25 other lines to be considered besides your own. Those asteroid shipments are our clear.
That's enough, Stone.
Now look, Captain.
Return to your post.
Captain, for God's sake, don't be pig-headed about this. There's a magnetic storm getting ahead. Are you going to risk the lives of hands so you can hang your hat on some lousy interplanetary wreckage? We know this means a lot to you. Sure, you can be fleet admiral if you beat those Asiatic ships to Venus. That's fine, but we value our lives.
I happen to value my life just as much as any man aboard this craft, Mr. Stone. But I wasn't brought up to be a lily-livered Danathing. Now get back to your post, or I'll have you court-martialed. Well, Mr. Stone.
Okay.
Okay, what, Mr. Stone?
Okay, sir.
Impudent young pig.
Maybe he's right with us.
Well, you stick to being ship's doctor. He ain't good at that. I'll navigate this ship.
You're the captain. Only I'd hate to pile up on some little asteroid, especially when a simple thing like changing course.
Simple thing? Do you know what a change in course would mean? The slightest deflection would throw us a million miles off at this speed. Days to get back on the vector. By that time, one of the Asiatic ships would have landed on Venus and claimed the whole blasted planet. We're in a race, Charles.
Well, suppose they did claim Venus. There's nothing but rocks and jungle anyway.
Isn't that the idea of someone beating it?
You know, Lewis, I always get a little bit jittery when men are willing to die for symbols.
Oh, cynic. Get Malik. Malik. What is it, Lester?
The radar tracking shows us hurrying out here.
What?
Keep your screen, sir.
Good Lord, the whole blasted storm has shut you down. Engine room.
Listen, sir.
Fire up your starboard tanker gun.
Aye, sir.
You can't make it in time, Lewis. Listen to that radar bounce.
Shut up. Now hear this. Condition red. Fasten your space suit. Open the fission chamber. Emergency blast.
Aye, sir.
Cover. Those little asteroids beside the ship.
Will you shut up?
It doesn't sound good, Lewis.
Another 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2.
Oh, it's an meteorite. Good God. Look out!
Floating in space not far from me, but I don't know if they're alive.
They just don't hear
radios are working, they do.
Hello? Hello, somebody?
Doc, is that you?
Bruce?
Yes.
Hey, Doc. Anybody else alive?
Stone.
Oh, I just... Oh. Are you all right? Okay so far?
That's three of us, anyway.
Bruce?
Yes?
We seem to be moving away from each other. That's right. I can hardly see you now.
It's the momentum. So we're all thrown in different directions. Since there's no friction, we'll pick up speed. I'm afraid not.
If there's no friction, then there's nothing to stop us.
That's right, Stone.
But then we'll just keep falling.
Not forever. You'll fall until you get into one of the gravitational fields of some planet. After that, you'll fall toward the planet. Nobody's going to die. Those Asiatic ships will be along this way. We can radio to them when they get in range.
Aren't you forgetting something, Lewis?
Well, what's that?
The commanders of those other ships may not be quite so willing to run through a magnetic storm. They may hold a course. If they have, they won't come within a million miles of it.
Well, let's take our chances on that.
It's a long way down. A long, long way down.
Let's have no talk of that kind, Stone.
I don't want to die.
Stone, I said, can it?
Can it stop?
What?
This will leave me of what? Don't try to put your life on me now, but maybe we can help them out of the way in another hour.
Oh, help me, I'll have you caught, Marshal, when we're picked up.
It's not can I stop. Nobody's going to be picked up. I've got a few things to get off my chest before we lose touch with each other. No, I don't got this.
Let him talk. Thanks for the goodwill, Stone.
Listen off. I believe there's a different kind of death, Captain. Just as there's a different kind of life. Yours should be pretty interesting because you can never hear Stone.
Let him.
When was the last time you had an honest human feeling, Captain? Oh, but you don't even imagine it. I can picture a kid full of any kind of strong feeling. Do you have a wife, Captain? I'll bet she won't miss you one bit.
I have a son, little boy.
Maybe he'll grow up to be a hero like his daddy. A hero with a piece of stone would have been his heart.
Are you quite finished?
Hello, anybody alive?
get late.
Lester.
No. Listen, anybody. If you can hear me, this is Engine Mike Andy Lester. We had an accident. We were... Oh, what did he give?
He doesn't even know we can hear him.
Poor John, I forgot to switch on the receiving unit.
Well, there are three of us again anyway.
There's much comfort.
Don't be a fool. They're going to be picked up. They must. I must. I've too much to accomplish in life to die like this. A fellow like Stone or Lester, they come a dime a dozen. But I was in line to be commander of the whole fleet. You know what that means, Charles? Commander of the Hemisphere.
No, I don't know what it means. I never wanted to be commander of anything but myself. And I never even came close to that.
Helen was counting on it. Stevie, too, in his own little way.
It's hard for Helen. Stevie's too young to understand.
He'll know. He'll know bloody well out with the ship. Like a man. They'll give him a medal.
Well,
it's
hard to get anything, but maybe Stone was right about Charles.
What do you mean?
No, nothing.
No, no, Charles. I want to know. We've shipped together a good many years. You never told me what you really think of me, whether or not you've envied my success. I'd like to know now. We've nothing to do but talk anyway.
I have never envied anything except the fact that you're falling back to earth, Lewis. I've admired you as I admire some sort of perfect machine, but that's where it stops. You know the trouble with you, Lewis?
Well?
You can't cry.
What?
You can't cry.
Well, men don't cry, only children.
That's what I mean, Lewis. You can't cry.
I don't know what the devil you're babbling about.
I'll skip it.
No, no, look here. There's something.
I had a wife on Mars. I had a wife on Jupiter. And I had a wife on Venus. Every one of them had money and treated me just well.
What's he babbling about?
I don't know. He seems to be
talking
about his wife.
That's not all, don't you? Oh, Roxy. She didn't know about any of them others. Roxy. Married 15 years and she's still quite a schoolgirl. And there's a boy, too. Wonder what he's doing now. Roxy's not some mischief. I don't know what Roxy thinks of her. I said to him, I said, now, my son, take good care of your mom and don't get fresh with the girls. He stopped me if he didn't wink at me and smile that weird smile of his and say,
I can barely hear you now.
They're taking me off, Lewis.
Charles! Charles, don't leave me alone like this! Charles! Charles! Charles!
Maybe if we went back.
I'm sorry, Helen. I'd like to, really. But, I'm shipping out tonight. I've got a new command. New ship. Having lunch with the Admiral this afternoon. This is an important thing, Helen. This is the most important thing that ever happened to me.
More important than going to swim.
You don't get a chance of being fleet commander every day. You can go for a swim anytime.
Yes, but we never
do. Oh, look, honey. Ever since I was a cadet, I've been pointing toward this job. It's big. If I'm a success, you can name your own ticket. Big house up in Connecticut. Chauffeur. Find a school for thieves.
I want you, Lewis.
Now, don't be unreasonable.
Don't you be unemotional.
What?
Don't be unemotional.
I don't understand.
No, I don't suppose you ever will.
Let's not quarrel. Why do we always end up quarreling? Well, it's almost time now.
Let's
start it
once more.
Goodbye, Helen. Say goodbye to the boy. Helen. Where are you, Helen? Helen. No, I must be going out of my mind. The whole thing was nothing but a dream. Only I had someone to talk to.
Captain? At last, is that you?
Lester?
Yes.
No, it's just another part of the same nightmare.
Captain Lester, do you know anything?
Why must I be tortured like this?
Captain, if you can hear me, for heaven's sake, answer. I found a tube loose in this receiver. I can hear you talking to yourself.
Lester, is it really you?
Yes, sir. Thank heavens, Captain. Are any of the others still alive?
Others? No, all gone. Stone went to the sun. Dr. Carter went off with a meteor swarm. The others are scattered all over the universe by now. I've had it right for Earth. I'll be in the orbit soon.
But good to hear you rest, sir. I was going insane all by myself here. Seems like I've been singing and talking the old bloody night.
We heard you. I'm glad we can reach one another.
Yeah, me too, sir.
Are you really glad, Lester? I should think you'd hate and despise me.
Why, sir?
I could have saved us all by changing course.
Well, the way I see it, Captain, you did what you believed in. That's what each of us has to do.
Thank you, Lester.
Yeah, how long do you figure we got, sir?
Not long, I'm afraid. At least not me.
It's a terrible thing, ain't it, Captain? I mean, knowing you're going to die and not being able to do anything.
At least you've got pleasant memories.
Me, sir? No, I never imagined you ever being. I should think you had some good thoughts to remember yourself.
I never lived, Lester.
Sir?
It's true, I never lived.
But you were wise.
We were strangers. We never knew each other.
But,
sir? It's done. Lester, would you believe it if I told you I'd never put my arms around the boy and let him know how much I loved him?
Hard to believe, sir.
It's true.
It's odd that you talk like this, Captain. I always envied you your position. You were commander.
I thought so, too, but I know better now. My whole life was nothing but a running away from my own feelings. I had everything I really wanted. All I had to do was reach out my hand. There was Helen, Stevie, Pleasure. And I turned my back and looked at the stars. When they came to me filled with their love and their warmth, I ran. I fled to the stars and to the ends of the universe. It was all so wrong. How do things like that happen to us, Lester?
I don't know, sir.
We were going to be divorced, Helen and I.
Oh?
Stupid, idiotic.
Or maybe you'll be picked up, Captain. There's lots of spaceships taking off from Earth. Maybe one of them will reach you before you hit the atmosphere.
I dare to hope. We aren't that lucky, Lester. Not many get a second chance.
Well, keep out.
I can see you now, Lester. Mother Earth, big and green and rich. Won't be more than a few minutes at this rate. Oh, so something.
Captain, you still there?
Yes, I can feel the friction starting now. I'll burn in a minute, and I'll be scattered like ashes all across the land. Funny, that's a useful act, isn't it, to help other things grow?
Oh, I don't talk like that, Captain.
I'm sorry, Lester, you're a good man. I hope they rescue you.
Well, I believe you're a good man, Captain.
Maybe, Lester, maybe I am, after all.
Oh, yes,
you
just got a bit twisted somewhere, that's all. It wasn't your
No,
plan.
No, it wasn't my blame. Funny.
Yeah?
I feel a sense of calm now. Almost relief. Did you ever get out of a cold shower and feel like a new man? Clean and ready for breakfast and a new day? I have a feeling like that. It's a beautiful old earth, Lester. Good to go home. I wonder if anyone will see me.
Long ago, you were a tiny, tiny baby. Your father and I used to come down here and swim at night. I was the first girl he ever loved. And then somehow, something happened. He got frightened or something, and we sort of lost each other.
Yes.
Come here, Steve.
What's wrong?
Why, just your little chill. Instead of getting back, it's almost your bedtime.
Thank you, Mom. Mom, look up there. A falling star.
Yes, I see it.
He's so late to sleep. Did you see it, Mom? A falling star.
Make a wish, son. Make a wish.
Adventure into the unknown world of the future. The world of...
The Mushroom.
Someday, in the not too distant future, rockets will be leaving almost daily for the moon. Space travel will be a commonplace thing for the physically fit. But what of the others? The ones who've worked and dreamed to make these trips possible. Are they to be denied the greatest of all journeys because they're too old or too weak? Be with us next week as we bring you Robert Heinlein's great story, Requiem. The next act is presented, transcribed each week by the National Broadcasting Company in cooperation with Science Fiction. Today, Dimension X has presented Kaleidoscope, written for radio by George Leffert, from the story by Ray Bradshaw. Featured in the cast were Joe DeSantis as the captain, Leon Janney as Lester, and Joan Alexander.